Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm thankful for the opportunity this morning to share God's Word with you for just a few minutes. This week, we're going to be asking and answering a very simple but practical question. Why is the Christian life the best life to live? God has given us the freedom to choose to live however we want. We can pursue and follow our own desires in life, or we can follow the path of Jesus Christ by living a life in accordance with the New Testament. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20, this Christian life is called the New and Living Way. In Acts 16, the maiden at Philippi cried out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who show us the way to salvation." In Acts 24, it says that Felix, the Roman governor, having more perfect knowledge of that way, protected Paul from the Jews. Peter speaks of the way of the truth. Christ refers to the way on the Sermon on the Mount. The words "the way" refer to our lives that are a journey in which there is one road to live the true life. Whatever roads men may travel, other ways are simply the bypaths leading to dead ends. The way of life means living the Christ-redeemed life, the life lived in humble faith and loving obedience, the life of joy and hope. This is the life that is followed when one looks to Jesus, who said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." I believe that Christianity is the way for men to live. It is incomparably the best. And I want to, this week, tell you some of the reasons why I believe the Christian life is the best life a man can live. The first reason is that the Christian life brings freedom from the guilt of sin. Before we were Christians, we were in bondage, slaves to sin, and to the fear of death. Romans 8 verse 2 says that "for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." When we became Christians, the guilt of wrongdoing was taken away through the blood of Christ. Christ's death takes away the guilt so that we can stand right and justified before God. This blood is what it costs God to say to you and me, "I forgive you of all the guilt of your sins." Not only have we the freedom from the guilt of our sins committed before we became Christians, but we live as Christians constantly realizing that His forgiving grace and the power of His blood cleanses us from all sins. What a peace it is to know that we are right with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. To be right with God through Jesus Christ brings peace to our souls. This peace that passes all understanding comes when I am at peace with God and with myself as well as with others. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9 says, "But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." No amount of striving for moral excellence on my own can take the place of what God's forgiving grace through Christ accomplishes. No striving for a kind of self-righteous morality can bring this peace that the Lord alone gives. The Christian life is the best life because it is freedom that God gives us from the guilt of sins. Only God can give it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you so much for joining me today. We welcome you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located off New Cut Road in Limestone County on Townsend Ford Road. We meet at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study on Sunday morning, 10:20 for worship, and again that evening at 5 p.m. And we also meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and may God bless you.